Welcome back, beautiful souls. You are with myself, Hazel Halley. This is for the new moon in Taurus. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is for the 10th to the 17th of May 2021. This is a collective reading for a personal reading, Reiki session, or attunements, hypnotherapy sessions, or past life regression, or Organi. Head over to my website, Cosmic Angel 555 SimpleSci.com. So this week, Soul Fam, we have the new moon in Taurus. And we also have Jupiter in Pisces. We have a big week ahead, and we will start to see and feel that shift in energy. On May the 11th, 12th, dependent on your time zone, we have the Taurus new moon. And this new moon kicks off and opens the doors for eclipse season, preparing us for the eclipses to come. As I mentioned last week, eclipse season is full of change and transformation. Sometimes the changes can be big or subtle. There is a grounding energy under this new moon in Taurus, grounding, rooting, finding our sense of security and stability will all come in under this new moon. Allowing and surrendering to whatever shifts are occurring. Whatever comes our way is going to expand and elevate us on a higher trajectory, on our ascension. A few days later, we have Jupiter in the sign of Pisces, a big energy shift. This will be back in Aquarius in July, then going back into Pisces for a lot of 2022. This is a strong motivational energy, and this will be an amplifier energy, just like the clear quartz crystal. It is a great time for spirituality, for creativity, for supporting and trusting our intuition. If you like to look back to 2010, this is when this energy was around last. You may notice similar patterns or even the gifts and lessons that were given to you in 2010. You may find you are leveling up. If you are Pisces, this is a lucky time for you. And also, if you have any Pisces in any planets on your chart. A little bit more about the new moon in Taurus. It is activating all the senses. At this time of this new moon, there are no planets in fire signs. So bringing forth our own fire, our energy, if we want to take them new steps on projects or whatever it may be. Grounding in Gaia and not getting overloaded with information. Using our intuition to be creative. And also nourishing in Gaia. So blogs, books, courses, studying, teaching is also coming up with this new moon. Watching our reactions to situations, coming at things with calmness. You may be feeling a bit of a push and a pull between the old and the new, the comfort and the uncomfortable. Also stepping into the energy of gratitude, writing or saying a gratitude list. What are you grateful for right now in your life? So as our beautiful souls, we do have really, really some amazing, powerful messages ahead for this new moon in Taurus. There is a lot of prosperity coming in and some more messages. So as ever, let us take a moment to shift our awareness. Tuning into our heart center. Grounding our cord in Mother Gaia. And also up into Venus. And tuning into the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. So beautiful souls, getting stuck into this reading for this new moon in Taurus. The first overall energy, we got two cards for overall energy. The first one we got is the fourth house with roots. So beautiful souls, there's a couple of things coming in with this fourth house. The first thing is there may be some questions, some emotions, some things rooted in the past that are coming up right now for transformation. This is also bringing in family, it's also bringing in home, it's also bringing in security. But apart from that, it's also bringing in our inner child and going back to womb. So I feel like there might be some womb healing also coming in this week. And even actually, if you are male in this lifetime, you can still do womb healing because you are still in the womb before you came into this earth plane. And we can remember, especially in regression, going into the womb. We can remember the soul going into that body. So again, this is representing nurturing, giving nourishment and safety to yourself. This mothering and fathering energy of security and stability. Also, some memories may be coming in from the ancestral bloodline. And again, it is representing ourself, being grounded, being centered and grounded in ourselves, and also caretaking and looking after ourselves, finding that special mystical, magical place to retreat to. So there's both like a rawness and a gentleness in this energy, and that's quite actually like Taurus because Venus rules Taurus. Yet Taurus is a ground and earthly luxury energy because it does like the finer things in life, and we will get into that more because that is coming up collectively right now. So again, putting down roots, beautiful souls. Also, there may be some to figure in here with a house. Maybe you are moving house, maybe you're upgrading your house, maybe you're actually starting to lay foundations now for a proper house or home or even stability if it's not an actual physical home. So there's some kind of like new birth coming in any way this under this new moon, beautiful souls. It could be again a physical birth within and around your family, or it could also be again a birth of a new project, the birth of a new you, the birth of our next chapter and new beginnings here as a collective. And again, I'm feeling strong, beautiful souls, with like childhood friends are old past relationships or friendships are figuring back in. Maybe you'll pick up where you left off. Maybe it could be from the school days. I'm not quite sure, but there's something old and something new. And I said that at the start, between the push between the old and the new coming in this week. So again, putting down roots, beautiful souls, nurturing and caretaking yourself, being grounded and centered, being rooted. The next card that we got is so powerful as well. I was kind of like, whoa, when it came out. So I used the Moonology Oracle, and we got the new moon in Taurus, and prosperity lies ahead. So what a powerful message and a powerful card for us beautiful souls, linking in amazingly also with that fourth house and with the roots. So again, this is coming up, beautiful souls, because as I get more into the tarot and into the cards as well, there's old ways of being coming up around money for the collective this week, around this new moon in Taurus. Again, this is figuring in with doubting your self-worth. It is suggesting that we like bring these material things into our life, but first we must believe in ourselves, and that comes down to our self-worth, to the laws of the universe and the laws of attraction, to our thoughts and our manifestation. And again, valuing ourselves, valuing others, and creating that abundance. As I said, Taurus, because it's mixed in with that amazing, unconditional, mothering Venus energy, it can bring in this luxurious feel around our earthly needs. So now is a good time to make yourself a financial trajectory, a vision board of where you want to go. Starting a new relationship, and again, there is this sexy Kundalini energy coming in with this. So, if you have been wrestling and going through ins and outs with your security in life, with money, and again, realizing that it is an energy. We do need it in this physical reality. We're still in a physical dimension right now. We're not in the fifth dimension yet. We can't just barter. and exchange knowledge. Sorry, I'll stop my geeky jokes. Nobody's laughing, only you and your inner child, H. Well, that's all that matters, beautiful souls. Once you're laughing inside, you can laugh at your own jokes again. That's creating that energy to spread out. So there's like good shifts coming in, beautiful souls. I feel strongly regarding the collective and money and security, stability, self-worth. So other things that we can do under this new moon is to look after our mind, our body. Give them both an energetic clear and massage. Getting clear as well on what we value and what we find peace in. Taking time to pamper ourselves. And again, beautiful souls, a good thing with the money is, again, coming back down to your self-love. Even when it comes to pampering yourself, spending money on yourself. And if you have struggled with this, especially with an ancestral bloodline, because I know I had to clear a load of shit through my bloodline relating to that. It's known that you're worthy. So when you can start to realise you're worth it, spending money on yourself, well then it can come in more because you're opening and expanding to knowing that you are worth it, that it is energy. And again, we have that Jupiter being an amplifier right now. Jupiter is all about luck, it's all about abundance, all about bringing in new opportunities. So I'm telling you now, beautiful souls, that is just like a little easy way to start getting yourself worked and start opening up the abundance, is start looking after yourself. Start realizing that you do deserve to have a little bit of luxury around you. Yeah, we're on our spiritual path. Again, it's a balance. It is a balance, beautiful souls. Because again, you're after doing your work with attachments. You know, so you know, yeah, fair enough, we can have luxurious items here in this physical reality, but there's no attachment to it because we know we can't take it with us when we go. So I hope that makes sense. So again, just focusing on yourself, focusing on being comfortable from a physical point of view, bringing in that amazing Taurus energy, working with that magic and alchemy of creating your money, your manifestation, your security, and basically the life that you want and desire and deserve. So the next card that we got, beautiful souls, is Warrior Woman, and I pulled that out of the Walk Your Light card deck. Have you answered your deepest calling? I'm gonna read that one out. I'm actually quite late recording this tonight, beautiful souls. I had one of my beautiful students there on Friday, they're level 2, and then I have another level 1 this week, and I have some Reiki, I have some hypnotherapy next week, so whew, I'm getting it done. I'm so grateful though, so grateful, beautiful souls, to be finally in the soul mission. So you are here for a reason. You are being called to bravely pave a path. Have you answered your highest and deepest calling? Living a heart and soul led life is not all fluffy and smooth sailing. Living a heart and soul led life requires courage to triumph over fear. So often fears are the gatekeepers to our greatest gifts. And the more resistance we have toward answering a call, the more important it is for our soul's growth. Sometimes fear is an indication that we are facing the right way. Joan of Arc was known for her courage and her famous line, "I'm not afraid. I was born to do this." But the thing about courage is that it's not possible without fear. So if you are feeling afraid, what is needed is courage. And courage comes from living from the heart. Think of your fears as opportunities to expand rather than things that are holding you hostage. If you look at your fears in this light, then as uncomfortable as it might feel, it's actually a sign that you are on the right track. And the Walk Your Light inquiry, have you answered your deepest calling? How powerful. How powerful was that message, beautiful souls? Again, if you're feeling that little bit of fear, that little bit of, oh God, I'm taking the jump. Fuck it, I go for it. Now it is the right north that you are facing. It is the right way. The next card that we got, beautiful souls, is boundaries. And it's boundaries in two ways. So first of all, it's bringing in a message that sometimes we can feel our movements may be restricted, whether this comes to our relationships, our finances, our careers, our living arrangements, or just our need to grow as individuals. But the only way that we can move past them again is by breaking the old patterns, the old molds, and creating the new. So again, there's so much potential within you, beautiful souls, to be bold, be brave, breaking the barriers that may have been there from the past and moving past them, physical and emotional boundaries. So again, it might be more comfortable and less risky to stay right now where you are. But again, on the other side of the wall, on the other side of them boundaries, of moving past them, is opportunities. So bringing in your confidence to step forward, beautiful souls. Right now, our souls are asking us to break free from the old structures, step into the new. Into the new paradigm. The universe has our back, is encouraging our growth. And also the second part is physical, healthy, emotional boundaries coming in to establish your personal power in giving and taking in relationships and personal connections. So again, through all this, there will be new opportunities. And this is healthy for us to step into our personal growth and potential. And moving on to the Tarot, beautiful souls. The first card and question that I asked for us as a collective was, what are we trying to manifest? And for that, we did get the Emperor on the reverse. So right now, beautiful souls, we're trying to manifest again that stability, that security, that leadership and self-power. Kind of like our own empire. That life that is led from the heart and again is filled with abundance in all of its forms, because the luxuries and the nice things in the physical reality can make your physical life easier. And again, these don't just come in from the ego, they're coming in because you're doing all the physical and the inner spiritual work. So yeah, beautiful souls, we're trying to again step into that self-power, self-assertment, self-discipline, leadership, and our own empire. The second question that I asked is, what area will we be blessed in? And for that, we did get the Two of Pentacles. And I love this one, actually, because what deck did I use? The Erotica Fantasy Tarot. And she's kind of like sitting on this snake, this big, huge snake. And it's kind of like eating itself. Because it was trying to kill her when she just had the strength to again bring in these new solutions, these new opportunities, overcoming different trajectories and managing responsibilities. So the area that we're going to be blessed in is, again, I feel new opportunities, also new solutions, new ways of trajectory. There's just new opportunities, new abundance coming in. And that's what we're going to be blessed in for this new moon in Taurus. Third question, advice on overcoming obstacles at this time. We did get the Three of Pentacles reversed. So the advice to overcome obstacles right now, beautiful souls, is to not go it alone. Reach out for support. If you can't do that physically, do it online. And maybe it's just shooting the breeze with another like-minded soul to work out certain situations or whatever it may be. Maybe it's something creative that you're bringing out to the world and you just need a little help on how to do that, how to get it out. And maybe it's just help on holding space and letting you know that you're exactly where you need to be. Again, I do feel like there's going to be new opportunities birthed when you do come together to overcome these obstacles at this time. The fourth question that I asked was fears surrounding money, moolah, cream. that we should let go of. So we got three cards for that, beautiful souls. So we got the Five of Cups, Seven of Wands, and the World reversed. So we need to let go of any old fears, old patterns, old ways of being around money and around the flow of that. Again, I'm feeling like that's again linking in with your self-worth. We also need to again get into this flow of, once we do release that, count the blessings that we have right now. This will open up the doors for more opportunities to come. It won't look like obstacles. It won't look like challenges. It will just look like steps of expansion on our path. And when we do step into that flow, we can then bring in again that world that we are desiring, this pure balance of give and take, of giving and receiving, of manifestation, of again being in alignment with your higher self and source energy. So I feel like it really needs to let go of the past ways of being, and maybe there's some ancestral lineage clearing and healing that needs to be done, upgrading. You need to probably clear some of the old 3D timelines that's there and know that it's safe to reprogram and upgrade now to a 5D timeline that we're now on. You can also, if there's some ancestors that don't want to move on, that's perfectly fine. They can stay on that old 3D timeline, but you need to let them know now that you're the ambassador of your bloodline and you're clearing that shit now. You know, it's getting into a new paradigm. We're moving into the new golden age. We're moving into the age of Aquarius, out of that Pisces, out of that structure. The next question that I asked was a final outcome of this new moon. We did get the King of Swords on the reverse. King of Swords is haunting us at this stage, beautiful souls. So I'm feeling like, again, there's some last kind of final steps needing to be taken to step into that leadership role, into that assertiveness, into speaking your truth, into bringing and sharing yourself with the world. Knowing that it's safe to do so. There's also a lot of pink butterflies around this King of Swords. So again, bringing in new opportunities. So once we step into our full authentic selves, hold our sword of truth, we can then bring in them new opportunities, that new flow of abundance and stability in our lives. I asked another question and it was a message from the universe. And for that, we did get the Ace of Wands. So how powerful, beautiful souls, the universe is letting us know that the new beginnings is right here. They have been born out of this transformation and rebirth. Out of them ashes and now rising like the phoenix. And again, these are going to be birthed from our Kundalini energy, from our pushing forward, from our focus, from being courageous. And the final card that we got to wrap this up for this new moon in Taurus is abundance. It is time for your life to flow with prosperity, love, and success. You draw from the limitless universal pool. According to your belief in how much you deserve. Angel wisdom is reminding you now to believe in yourself and trust that you deserve more. Then you will attract abundance and the true riches of life. To feel surrounded by love, open your heart to others. Choose to do what fulfills you most, and the angels will bring you joy, satisfaction, and success. Enhance your prosperity by receiving graciously, giving out willingly, and saying thank you for everything. Enjoy all you have, and more will come to you. And the affirmation, I deserve love, prosperity, and success. Thank you, beautiful souls, as ever, for joining me for this guidance for this new moon in Taurus. Some amazing messages there of prosperity and abundance that I feel we all deserve at this stage. I will be back next week with some more guidance. Remember, you can also catch me on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, Cosmic Angel 555. Remember, if you'd like to check out any of my services, head over to my website, cosmicangel555simplesight.com. I am sending you all an abundance of love and light for this week ahead. Namaste.